Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
I just had a hard time. You know, there was like forced chapels, for example, there you had to take Bible courses. You had to do all these things. And this journey into being uncomfortable turned into what is easily the most fulfilling experience I've ever gone through in life. My undergrad years were incredibly fulfilling. I had learned a ton and I became closer to God as a byproduct, which maybe that's just because he was talking more, but this isn't like a conversion type of situation.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Taylor Eland once again. Taylor is a fellow podcaster, and having known him for a couple years now, he's always on top of things and looking to expand his knowledge. He's also the host of Contrarix, a right-leaning political podcast with a whole lot more nuance than you might expect. You can also go back and listen to Taylor on episode 43 of Broken Bulbs. That was the first time he was on, and now we're happy to have him back. But he was also pushed out of his comfort zone to a Christian university. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Taylor Eland, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I'd love to.
Okay, so this is an interesting one. You said you were a non-religious person who got recruited by a religious institution. How does that happen? Fill me in on the story here.
I'm not sure how it happens, but it certainly did happen to me. So I got to rewind all the way back to high school where, you know, what I thought I was going to do was be a doctor. I was looking specifically at being a plastic surgeon later on in my life for a number of reasons that were mostly based in materialism because that was just where my mind was. I wasn't an overtly religious person. So I'm sitting one day in, you know, my physics class, looking into, you know, this is my junior year, so I'm looking into college, just trying to figure out where I'm going to go. There's a promising opportunity out in Boston for basically a university that dedicated itself to being pre-med based and was looking like a pretty good gig. And in physics, you know, my grades are slipping for a number of reasons. It's high school, you know, people not taking themselves seriously when they're 16 or 17 years old. And suddenly the high school teacher gets a call and class stops and he's like, okay. And then he looks at me and says, "You just got called into the career office. Bye-bye. If you want to go, you can go." And I'm sitting there going like, I don't have to, you know, listen to physics. Yeah, let's go for it. And so I took the opportunity. I sit down and I was kind of like, I don't know why I would be here. And there's a group of about four or five other high school students. And we're just all sitting there kind of waiting to see what happens. None of us know why we're there. We were just kind of called in. And this young man walks in the door. His name was Wyatt. Sits down and goes, "Hi, I'm from this university." It was a Nazarene university, specifically speaking. And he's like, "And we were going over some files. Your guys' files came up and we were interested in recruiting you to come to our school." And I'm sitting there going like, how in the world does a Christian university get my name? No idea. I have, you know, my little hypotheses, but no idea. And he gives us pitch and that the pitch isn't really important. But what's important is, you know, I'm sitting here and I had this dilemma because I talked to him. I was like, "Well, I'm pre-med, da, 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 da." And this actually was like one of the best, statistically speaking, pre-med schools in the country by his own data. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not. It doesn't matter. At the time, it was very exciting. I was like, oh, so now I have these two really great pre-med opportunities. But man, it's religious. It's Christian. And although, you know, I don't mind Christianity and its underlying tenets. I had a hard time with the beliefs themselves. I had a hard time with religion as a concept. I was worried about, you know, kind of and in some ways being a liar and just being present at this university just made me very uncomfortable, you know? And there are a lot of times where I almost said, I'm not going because I'm afraid. It was really what it boiled down to. I'm afraid. And I was afraid that I would be outcasted. I was afraid that I wouldn't get the same opportunities. I was afraid that, you know, that I would be forced to listen to ideas that I didn't like, which is a good primer for my life now. And eventually, you know, there was a lot of people who were saying, you should go, you should go, you should go, you should go. And I was really pushing back, you know. And eventually I came to the conclusion that if I'm unwilling to be uncomfortable in dealing with things that I may not agree with, how am I going to go through life? How am I going to grow as a person? You know, how do you grow if you stay in the same bubble all the time? So I went. I called Wyatt. I wanted to schedule an interview. I submitted my application. I went through the interview. I didn't really know what I was talking about because there were religious questions, and I kind of BS'd them, trying to get in, trying to just smooth the admissions team a little bit. And then I got in. And then not only did I get in, I got a really good scholarship that would have made it to where I could go. And the school itself, like if you remove the religion out of it, everybody would go to the school. You know, it's a really great education. It was on the beach, literally on the beach. And I thought, you know, I'd spent a ton of time there. It's in Southern California, beautiful. Would have been great. I just had a hard time. You know, there was like forced chapels, for example. There you had to take Bible courses. You had to do all these things. And this journey into being uncomfortable turned into what is easily the most fulfilling experience I've ever gone through in life. My undergrad years were incredibly fulfilling. I had learned a ton, and I became closer to God as a byproduct, which maybe that's just because he was talking more, but this isn't like a conversion type of situation. And I have come to not only respect religion, but respect for a lot of the underlying philosophy that it kind of espouses. And they also provided me opportunities that I don't think the other schools would have provided me, especially when I decided that being a doctor wasn't for me. That would have been really awkward in the pre-med school that I was looking at, that their only option was to go to MD afterwards.
Yeah, that would have been very awkward. So it's interesting to me how this experience more or less found you. Right? How it popped up on your doorstep. Is there a way that people can, you know, seek out or put themselves in positions that make them uncomfortable or be aware of those things when they come up?
Most opportunities find you even if they look like you found them. And be willing to, you have to be willing to step in it. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, if you're looking for the silver bullet that makes it to where you're going to gain the confidence to do it, I do not have that for you. And I do not have that for you because I did not have the confidence to do it when I stepped in. The advice that I would give, you know, whether this was going to a Christian university, going into law school when I wasn't sure that it was what I wanted to do, starting a podcast that I know is going to get me in trouble, I had to look fear in the eye and I had to take a step anyway. And that's the advice, which I know some people dismiss as not helpful, but you have to take a step. You have to be willing to have the courage to recognize that you might fall.
So, of course, at the end of every episode, we leave time for you to share what's working for you now. Feel free to brag a little bit. Tell us what's working for you and where can people find you?
Well, before I brag a little bit about me, I want to point out your strengths for just a moment. You and I had previously done an episode of another thing in which I journeyed into an uncomfortable subject called Color Guard, and it was on My Wax Museum. Perhaps you can pull the number up, but that's a good starting place if you want to find out who I am. Go check out that episode and listen to it. The bulb that's working right now, at least I hope it's working, is I started my own podcast, and this podcast is called Contrarix. It's political in nature, so I understand it's not for everybody. But what I am is I'm a right-leaning American who's trying to create evergreen content that isn't like the stupid fire-slinging and mud-slinging that we see on both sides right now, and trying to look at the underlying culture and philosophy that's driving political topics in the United States and how, specifically my side, but we as a culture just in general could tackle these issues in what I believe are better ways. But of course, feel free to disagree with me. You can find it on Contrarix.com. It's spelled Contrarix.com. And you can, of course, find it on your preferred podcast platform.
Awesome. Thank you, Taylor. I'm going to have links for all of that in the show notes, including the link to the episode of My Wax Museum we did together, which is episode 37.
Wow.
That is a long time ago. So I just want to say thanks for joining me once again, Taylor.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. I don't know about you, but I don't always like being pushed out of my comfort zone. It can be scary and, well, I mean, uncomfortable, obviously. But it's there that we are most able to grow. So get out of your bubble, take a risk, and explore. Special thank you to Taylor for joining me once again and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Links to his work are in the show notes. You can also listen to Taylor on episode 43 of Broken Bulbs. And you can leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. Hi, Alex Williams was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.